Long, long ago, there lived a most honorable man who owed much of his good fortune to the kindness of his friend. And so, when their wives were both with expectant happiness, they vowed, even before the babies left the womb, that should one be a girl and the other a boy, they would be married. And indeed, a daughter and a son were born. Before the children could crawl, the friend was named by the emperor to an important post in the capital. On the day he left, his last words were, "When my son is of age, he will come back to claim his bride." To which the father replied, "No other honor could make us as happy or as proud." The years passed, and the child grew into a maiden admired by all for her beauty and goodness. One day, while she was walking by the river, she happened upon a young fisherman. Although they had never met before, they immediately knew that the fates had decreed for them a love as faithful as the North Star. And so, when it was time for him to go upriver, she ran away with him. They lived happily as man and wife, but always there was sadness, too. Not a moment passed that they did not think of her poor parents and the dishonor of a promise broken. After they had been away 10 years, the daughter implored her husband to return to her hometown. "I cannot live any longer without begging my parents for forgiveness." When the boat anchored along the banks where they first met, the daughter asked the fisherman to go ahead to explain. He agreed, asking her to come along an hour later. At the house, he fell upon his knees before his in-laws and confessed the wrong he and their daughter had done. The couple looked mystified. "How can this be? How can this be? Our daughter has never left home. She has always been at our side. She has never married, for her betrothed died in battle." Now it was the husband who cried, "How can this be? How can this be?" Precisely at that moment, the garden echoed with temple bells. In the distance were two women, one to the left of the cypress tree and one to the right. Slowly they walked toward each other. Beneath the evergreen boughs, the two figures merged into one. She came into the house and kowtowed 3 times before the fisherman and the old man and his wife. She was no stranger, but the love of their hearts. She was wearing 2 gowns, one that belonged to the fisherman's wife, one that belonged to the filial daughter. For many moments, there was no sound save the hum of the refrigerator in the next room. Then Shirley said in a small voice, "It is so sad, mooncakes without grandfather. When will we all be together again?"
"Perhaps someday."
"Someday soon?"
The question hovered in the air, hauntingly.